With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump is returning to Washington, saying he is ready with what he calls a, quote, powerful mandate. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
On election night, the president-elect said voters sent a clear message.
America has given us an unprecedented and powerful mandate.
And what does that mandate mean? Trump is expected to move decisively on his campaign promises, including mass deportations, tariffs on imported goods, and extended tax cuts. He also has said he would pardon those convicted in the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Mr. Trump has tapped Susie Wiles to be his new White House chief of staff. She will become the first woman to ever hold that very powerful job. By the way, Wiles is the daughter of the late NFL player turned broadcaster Pat Summerall. Also at SRNnews.com, setback in ceasefire talks for the Middle East.
Qatar says it has suspended its key mediation efforts between Hamas and Israel. The announcement comes after growing frustration with the lack of progress on a ceasefire deal for Gaza. But one official said that Qatar is highly likely to return to the efforts if both sides show serious political willingness to reach a deal. It's not immediately clear whether the remaining Hamas leadership hosted by Qatar must leave. A U.S. official says the Biden administration informed Qatar 2 weeks ago that the continued operation of the Hamas office in Doha was no longer useful. I'm Karen Shamas.
Police in Paris say 4,000 officers and 1,600 stadium staff will be deployed for a France-Israeli soccer match to ensure security in and around the stadium. That comes after a week of violence against Israeli fans in Amsterdam. This is SRN News. A reprieve for a Christian homeless shelter.
The Union Gospel Mission in Yakima, Washington will not be penalized for hiring only Christians while it battles the state in court. Government officials in Washington say the shelter is violating anti-discrimination statutes by refusing to hire non-believers and was prepared to start applying sanctions when a federal court stepped in. Alliance Defending Freedom is defending the mission, and spokesman Ryan Tucker says religious freedom is clearly at stake in the case. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New report from International Christian Concern finds 7 of the 11 nations in Southeast Asia persecute believers. Report indicates governments of Brunei, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, Myanmar, and Vietnam either actively persecute Christians or turn a blind eye to attacks. Even the Biden administration has taken note of the current worsening situation in Southeast Asia. This is SRN News. Wall Street returns to work this week on the heels of a powerful election week rally ignited by the prospect of the second Trump presidency.
Mr. Trump's pending return to the White House has investors anticipating lower taxes and deregulation. The market also welcomed the convincing nature of the Trump victory, putting to rest fears of a long, drawn-out process before the race was finally settled. The Dow and the S&P gained more than 4.5% on the week, while the Nasdaq advanced almost 6%. For the Dow and the S&P, last week brought the largest single-day percentage gain in 2 years. Rich Thomason reporting.
He had been described as one of the best play-by-play announcers in the National Basketball Association. Former Portland Trail Blazers broadcaster Brian Wheeler has died. He was 62. More details at srnnews.com.